I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
55%, the majority of Americans that watch football, say that the Monday after the game should be a national holiday.
You know what? If your team is in it, sure. If your team is not in it, mm-mm.
Whoa, that's not fair.
Get up and go to work.
As a Cowboys fan, I can understand why you might think that.
I'm going to work for years.
I totally agree with Kristen here. I think it's a silly argument. It's a football game. If you're going to be a man or a woman at night, be a man or a woman in the morning. It's a football game. Get up. However, according to Kristen, and I love this idea also, there is a city in New Jersey, because the Eagles are so close to the city in Jersey, that has said, look, school districts in Jersey, there are two of them, are saying after the game on Monday, kids can come in late.
Yeah.
Two hours. I like that idea.
I'm not mad at that.
I think it's fair. Yeah.
I think the whole city should do it.
I do,
actually.
Too.
Only with the teams that are playing in the Super Bowl, though.
Agreed.
Right?
That's got to be a low production day. I mean, you might as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, what's the number of, like...
something terrible.
Yeah, how much money we lose, that, or how much businesses lose that day because of productivity.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly.
It's
crazy. I'll make this prediction that in a couple of years, we will have this. The NFL has been talking about expanding the season to 18 games for the longest time. Of course, they want to make more money, right? Well, if they do that and they extend the week or the season one more week, the Super Bowl would end up on a Sunday where you've got Monday off for President's Day.
Oh, but also, you have to remember, it very well could fall on Valentine's Day.
Oh, but then we got real problems.
That's a good point.
All right, our intern Sadie here just wants to help Abby out. She's heard Abby dating also, and we're all throwing ideas out at Abby. Our intern Sadie is a good friend.
This is a rock bottom when the interns have to come help me out, a grown adult who pays taxes.
Look, you know, I did it, and I tried it, and it worked for me, and I was like, if it works for me, it's going to work for Abby. So I was giving up. Last week on Hinge, I was ready to just completely wipe my account clear and call it a day and wait for somebody to show up at my door. I'm done. All my For You page of men are just people I'm not compatible with. Like, everyone that I feel like I'm compatible with is stuck in rose jail. Like, you know about the standouts. You only get one rose a week. So if you use it on Monday and then there's another one on Thursday, you're out of luck. So I just give up. I'm about to go delete it. I click delete account, and then it says, you know, why are you leaving? You get, I met somebody. No. You get, I need a break from dating. Kind of. I'm not dating anyways. And then there's, I'm not happy with my Hinge experience. So I click that because I'm not happy with my Hinge experience.
I wonder what the stats are. Like, when people go to delete their account and, like, depending on the option that they chose, like, I wonder how many are, I met somebody, or how many just say, I'm so sick of this, I would rather stick needles in my eyes and say another moment on Hinge.
I'm guessing that's the vast majority.
Yeah.
Well, and there's, like, also a prefer not to say. And I'm like, I don't know if it makes a difference on what you click. So I clicked, I'm not happy with Hinge.
Yeah, well, you're not.
No, I'm not.
It's not
happy
you.
At all.
It's not a you problem, it's a Hinge problem.
We're going to blame it on Hinge. So instead of, like, a confirmed delete, I get a, how about a fresh start?
Well, who doesn't want one of those?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It says, dating isn't a perfect science. With Fresh Start, you can reset your discovery feed while keeping your profile and matches.
All right, so this is their Hail Mary to keep you on the site and get your money.
It's very smart.
Yeah, as long as you're on there, you're a potential paying customer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, sure, I'll try it. Press it. I'm telling you, as soon as I hit that try it button, everyone that was in Rose Jail has been released. They are in my For You page. I can give them normal likes. I'm getting gorgeous men with nice profiles, good professions. They're funny. They actually text back. They're not disgusting when they make little comments on my pictures. It was like a whole new world.
But doesn't this make you mad? Because, like, where was Hinge hiding all these men before?
In Rose Jail, apparently.
In Rose Jail. And, yeah, it is. It's super frustrating because, you know, all the months I've been scrolling, they've just been gatekeeping all these people. And it's confirmed. Like, it's 100% confirmed.
So how many times are you allowed to do that?
That's what I'm wondering is, like, I don't know if it works for everyone because I kind of did a little TikTok search because everything on TikTok is true. And
TikTok, everything on TikTok is what the Chinese government wants you to know.
And TikTok says that I guess it doesn't work every time. But I feel like if you try and do it enough times, surely they'd be like, all right, we'll let you have it.
Yeah. You're bugging us. At this point, you're bugging us. Yeah. Give us your money and we'll let you go.
So basically, I just have to cheat the system, say I'm going to delete my account, and then it's going to give me a refresh with all these hotties that want to date me?
Supposedly. I mean, it worked for me, so I feel like it's worth a shot.
Okay, well, this is better than my my alternate plan, which was just to start dating women. So let's try this first.
The Burt Show.